Local bareback champ Quade Skjonsberg has a natural-born skill when it comes to landing in the top spots in his sport of choice. A winning attitude, no matter what level of competition he's heading into, goes a long ways as well. At this year's Calgary Stampede, he certainly made his mark, taking the novice Calgary Stampede champion bareback rider title. "It was an awesome experience this year. I was 80.5 in the first round, and 73 in the second, and 86.5 in the short go on general links," he wrote on Facebook. "Great work to all the other bareback riders I had the privilege of riding against this year." Prior to that, he was also named the 2025 Pinoca Stampede Novice Bareback Riding Champion. Skjonsberg, who lives north of Bluffton and attends high school in Rimby, said organizers only invite 8 competitors of his age group to the Calgary Stampede each year. "This year, there were 4 Canadians, and the other 4 were American," he explained during a recent chat. He pointed out that ultimately, the champion is selected based on total aggregate points. And ultimately, Skjonsberg came out on top. "It was crazy. I didn't really think I had the chance to win it," he said. "But it worked out well in the end. It was a pretty big stage to be on." He couldn't be more grateful, either, as the achievement will open new doors as well. "The opportunities you get with rodeoing are like nothing else," he said. "Plus, there are the places that you get to go. You just feel invincible, like you could do anything." Meanwhile, he's keeping busy on the rodeo circuit, with the goal of landing a spot in the Canadian Final Rodeos set to run this fall in Edmonton. "By September, I will know for sure." As mentioned, Skjonsberg, even at the young age of 16, has been refining his skill for quite a while now. He said a big part of successful bareback riding boils down to the sheer power of muscle memory. "You think you'll be able to make a game plan before you go out there, but when you nod your head and start, your body just reacts, and it's just straight muscle memory from there," he explained. "You also spend a lot of hours on spur boards and bucking machines, and you get on a lot of horses before it all clicks. Other keys to success stems from the ability to focus and, again, maintaining a strong belief in what you are capable of achieving. I think being able to dream is a big thing, and also being able to envision winning," he added. "That's for whatever you are going to, whether it's in Calgary or another place in Canada or the world one day. I have a quote that I always say, what you believe, you create. I think it's a big thing. If you have a strong enough mind to dream it, and if you know that you can achieve it, then one day you will." Skjonsberg said the rodeo community in general is also a top-notch source of support and friendship. "There aren't very many other things in the world you can do where you meet that many good people and make that many friends," he said. Showcasing his passion for the sport even further is that last year he launched the Quade Skjonsberg Riggen Rally Invitational Rodeo in Rimby. The inaugural event, which brought a number of riders from across Canada out to compete, was held December 31st. It proved to be a hit from the get-go. 2 riders hailed from Idaho, while the rest were from across Canada. "I invited 20 bareback riders to come out, and I had $8,000 up for them to win last year," he said, adding that about 450 people came out for the rodeo. "Planning for this year's event is already in the works. Everybody loved it," he said. "I was told many times people didn't think it would be as big or as much of a success as it was, and that they were blown away by how big of an event it actually was. People watching also thought it was a great show. I was told they'd definitely be back for another year, too. I'm also hoping to double our numbers." Meanwhile, Skjonsberg hopes to one day pursue his post-secondary studies in the U.S. and be able to be on a collage rodeo team.